Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
And starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Tell me. easy. People say she's crazy.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Around. yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Local News and
on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Oh, and Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen Fox News host Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. Reaction from CBS News military contributor Jeff McCausland.
Many people thought the most likely candidate to be Secretary of Defense might have been Mike Pompeo. The fact that he didn't select Pompeo, but selected somebody with a pretty thin resume in national security affairs, tells me that the primary reason is one of great political loyalty.
A federal judge has sentenced former Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira for leaking highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine. CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This case really concerned the government, and they wanted to send a message through the sentencing to others. Teixeira pled guilty, but nonetheless, the court gave him 15 years. The government had wanted 17 years, the defense wanted less. But the judge wanted to send the message as well.
At least 11 employees were taken to hospitals after an explosion Tuesday at a plant in Louisville, Kentucky. CBS's Dave Malkoff has that.
Tyler McLean lives a mile away.
Just heard a huge explosion. The whole house shook.
The blast was so powerful, it blew out windows of nearby buildings. Residents in a two-block radius were told to evacuate.
They did say that some of the gas levels around the opposite side of the street were dissipating a lot quicker than that side of the street, which I'm hopeful about, but it's really scary at the moment.
The shelter-in-place order has now been lifted. Airlines based in the U.S. have been barred by the FAA from flying to Haiti for 30 days. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the order is in response to three passenger planes being hit with at least one bullet.
The FBI is investigating. One of the things they're going to want to know, was someone targeting U.S. airlines specifically, or was any commercial aircraft being targeted and shot at?
People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024 was announced Tuesday night on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski.
On the show, Krasinski said his friends and family will surely razz him over the holidays.
Thanksgiving's gonna be great.
Yeah. Can you give me a little taste of what that might be like?
Oh, yeah? People's Sexiest? So you think you're better than me? Is that what it is? Nope, didn't say that. Okay, I understand. We are very clear.
A bus carrying 25 passengers from a wedding plunged into a river late yesterday on a mountainous region of northern Pakistan. At least 14 people died. The bride survived. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe you think about your friends and family and how happy you are to have them. Maybe it's a tough moment in life right now, and it feels a little hard to be grateful. There is, however, one thing in life we don't often show enough gratitude for: ourselves. We've all made it through a lot, and even when it feels like we don't have much to show for it, we still have ourselves. So here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including you. A great way to give yourself some thanks is to invest in your own well-being. If you're interested in starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Let the gratitude flow. Visit betterhelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Now the latest on all that monkey business outside Charleston, South Carolina.
Workers at a South Carolina compound that breeds monkeys for medical research have now recaptured 32 of the 43 animals that escaped last week through an unlocked door. The monkeys that are back in their enclosures are feasting on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And for dessert, they're getting Fruit Loops. Workers say they can hear the monkeys that are still on the loose cooing in the forest. Jim Crisilda, CBS News.
Police believe a Wisconsin kayaker missing since August faked his death and fled to Europe. Ryan Borgwart's family reported him missing in August. Searchers found his vehicle near Green Lake and his overturned kayak on the lake. Searchers spent weeks looking for his body before the sheriff's department learned that Canadian law enforcement authorities had run his name through their systems the day after he disappeared and that he had obtained a second passport in May. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, skies turning mostly cloudy. Lower 40s at daybreak, southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now that breeze will ramp up a little more during the day Wednesday. Southeast winds gusting around 25. Mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJ.